You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Michael Howell, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, but you're not my grandmother, so I don't know why you're calling me that.
I know, it's your legal name. I feel obligated to be official sometimes. It's a very official podcast, you know? We count down the top records in a very official way every week.
Yeah, I think so. Kind of official, at least. We just wing it here.
We very much wing it. That's the joke. And, you know, I'm in Hamburg, Germany today. Where the Beatles, where the Beatles got started, a great music city, and I just ran into our opening band today, which is one of your favorite bands in Being as an Ocean. They are opening up for us in Hamburg tonight.
God, love those guys.
Yeah, it's terrific. I can't wait to see them. I know they got a bunch of lineup changes.
Yep.
But Joel and Michael are still kicking it, the vocalizers, and I'm excited. We're playing this little tiny show. The venue is called Logo in Hamburg. It's kind of legendary. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the first time we ever played Germany in 2005 was this venue. And it's come full circle. So it's going to be
A
super fun little hot show. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Gotta love those small venue shows. Always a blast.
Yeah. No, it's fun to do that. You know, like we're doing all these German festivals and everything, and we try to squeeze in what we're allowed to do. You know, like, hey, can we play like 400 cap room in Hamburg, please? The promoters and promoters are like, fine, it's fine, go ahead. So, you know,
whatever.
Got to fill some days.
That you do. Having fun though? Been a good week?
Yeah, it's been a really great week. You know, it just feels so good to be back over here, you know, playing shows again. And, you know, there's been lots of downtime, lots of long drives where I've been able to listen to some music as well. So
awesome.
Excited to dive into to this week and of course some records from last week. And
as am I.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one.
So we don't have much news this week.
That's good, probably.
But I do have one really cool story.
Awesome.
So I saw this and I forget the girl's name. So let me just look it up real quick. But America's Got Talent. Something we don't typically talk about on this show. A 9-year-old girl named Harper went on, apparently on the show last night or two nights ago. And she did a rendition of Holy Roller by Spheribox.
Oh, that's so cool.
Super sick. Love to see it. So I just kind of wanted to say that and kind of comment on it. And it's just awesome that we're already kind of seeing a lot of more diversity coming into the scene because of bands like Spheribox, that are really starting to take off. And I just really appreciate that. And I hope young people like this either see this or hear their bands and just know that they can do this too. Right.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's really funny. I didn't see this clip.
She sounds great too.
So she kills it. So the judges are like stoked on it.
Yeah.
This reminds me a lot of American Idol episode when Ryan Hart, straight out of Las Vegas, performed Silverstein's Smashed Into Pieces.
Yeah.
And proceeded to get ripped apart by Simon, Randy, and Paula, including the lines when he was getting kicked out. He said, "I'm too hardcore for you, man." So this is we've come a long way, and now people are you know, obviously they're not going to rip a 9-year-old girl apart no matter what, but yes, now it's being accepted, and congratulations to Spirit Box once again for just, you know, raising the bar yet again. I mean, what a band. Mm-hmm. You know, I called them, if you listen to this podcast, we did, you know, our awards of 2021. Mm-hmm. And I named Spirit Box my 2021 Artist of the Year because just of how far they had come.
Yeah, and rightfully
and,
so.
And everything that they did. And here they are continuing this year. You know, I know they're doing like, starting to do some big headline shows and stuff as well. I got to see them play the other night in Germany. So, yeah, it's just great to see.
Hella sick. We love to see it.
Love it.
You ready to get into that last week sound?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I would love to just kick it off with our number one record, which was Dragged Under and their new album, Upright Animals.
Yep.
I had listened to this previously, but what did you think, Mike?
I think this record is absolutely incredible. Kind of everything that I said revolving around it last week, where I think the band has really found their sound and kind of streamlined a little bit. And they've just benefited from that. I think this record is really, really good cohesive effort. I think it's easily their best work. I like some songs off The World Is In Your Way a little bit more. But as a whole, I think this record's just absolutely incredible. And just really, really fun. It's angry. It's punk. It's everything you just kind of want from some hype up music, right?
Totally. And you know, it's funny because I had gotten this record from Tony and listened to it a couple times, but you know, it was a Dropbox link, which is sometimes kind of annoying to listen to music because you know, it doesn't just...
Yeah, sometimes you got to go track one and then you got to go click track
exactly.
Two.
It doesn't just flow all together. So I hadn't listened to this in a little while. Mm-hmm. So putting it on Spotify and listening to it all the way through, I had forgotten really just how punk it is.
Yeah.
Like this is a very fast album. Like it is.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It has some tempo, some energy. And I think that this band thrives in that environment. I think that this is really where they're supposed to be.
I think so too.
And listening to it, you know, again now after a couple months, I almost feel like this is the kind of record that if a band like A Day to Remember made, their fans would absolutely eat it up and freak out.
I know, right?
You know, this is like has the energy and the attitude that like I want to hear from that kind of a band.
Yep, definitely so. I know when we were talking about their first record a couple years ago now, I kind of compared them a little bit to Beartooth too, where like that fast punky style, that's just what I want from Beartooth, A Day to Remember, any band really, where it's still obviously got the tinges of metalcore, but I think that their kind of rock and roll attitude just flows a little bit better into punk than some of the more breakdown influenced genres, right? And I think Dragged Under just perfectly demonstrated it.
Totally, totally. And you know, that's my shit. So yeah, I'm all about it. A great number one pick. The number two record, a little controversial that it was not number one, was the new record from Motionless in White. This album is, I want to hear your thoughts actually before I get into mine. What did you think of this record?
It's the best Motionless in White record ever. It's great.
That's great.
I love it.
You know, I think what threw me listening through this record was like, it is not like a cohesive sounding record. This record
is not
all over the place there. There's so much going on. It reminds a little bit of like the Ice Nine Kills.
I will say,
and their last
Motionless in White has never been cohesive though.
No. I'm not saying that they have been, but like this record has just so many different sounds on it. Mm-hmm. There are songs that could be on Octane. There are songs that sound very like almost like they could be in a musical.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of everything in between. Some really kind of electro pop elements here and there, and some really, really heavy stuff as well. I still think the song with Brian from Knocked Loose is the best song on this record. It's one of the best songs of the year.
I agree.
And but this record is really, really solid, and you can tell they just worked so hard on this. Like, this, just the amount of time this must have taken to put together. This record is it's a masterpiece in that way. Pun intended.
And there's a song called Masterpiece.
There it is. My pun was intended.
Yeah, I think this record's great. There's only like one song on here that I don't like, and that's dealable with. So I think overall it's the band's best work.
Really solid. Anything else?
Oh, you know I want to talk about that new Creator record. You're in Germany.
Oh, yes. You know what? And I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, dude. It has...
It fell off my radar because of the mix-up with the band and knowing which week was coming out. I have to listen to it.
You do. It has re-inspired my love of thrash metal.
Amazing.
Again, as I feel Creator does whenever they release a record, it is just absolutely everything you want. It's fast. It's aggressive. It's honestly a little bit meaningless, but... it's just a fun record. There's dueling guitar solos. There's cool riffs. It's just an absolute blast.
You know, this might be the summer. Let me rephrase. This might be the summer of thrash, baby. We've got a new record from Creator. July 1st, Municipal Waste is putting out a new album, Electrified Brain, which I have heard. This thing is a smoking album as well. And I don't know, man. There's just something about thrash
Anthrax
metal.
Anthrax is working on and putting some stuff
out. Okay. I mean, there's something about thrash metal just makes me smile. Like, that's my summer jams. So I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah. I was kind of talking about this with a friend recently, and I really think it's kind of odd. This year, it's not the year of deathcore. It's almost the year of kind of the old head genres a little bit, where like traditional death metal, or maybe not even the year. It's just kind of like a real revival of the traditional metal genres, like death metal, old school metalcore, thrash metal. Like, a lot of this stuff is really coming to the forefront again, and we're getting a lot of newer artists and old artists that are just putting out quality material.
Yep.
And I'm really, really excited about it. Lamb of God's back, right?
Completely
agree.
There's
going to be a new Slipknot record this year.
Completely agree.
Like,
yep.
I think it's great.
Completely agree. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. The only other thing that I wanted to talk about really was this new, I'll call it an album. It's only 16 minutes long from Joyce Manor. Did you get a chance to put this on?
I didn't. Tell me about
it. Wow. Okay. Wow. Mike's got some homework. This is a really cool record, Mike. I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Very in, you know, Joyce Manor fashion. It's very underproduced, you know, on purpose.
Yeah.
Very raw. But these songs are great and they're super fun and they're catchy. And yeah, I mean, the it's 9 songs. The first song is like 3.5 minutes long. So then they managed to do, you know, 8 songs in 13 minutes after that.
Not bad.
And this record just kind of like, you know, it's over in a flash, but you're like, wow, I really took something cool away from this, I think. So I think it's really worth people spending that, you know, it's, you know, shorter than a sitcom amount of time on this album. So I just wanted to mention that because I know that it wasn't on our actual official list, but definitely a worthy listen.
Yeah, I'll put it on right once we're done recording.
Yeah.
Couple other things I want to talk about. There's a new record from Death White.
Yes.
That came out. We talked about that. That's a great record. I really, really liked it. I think it's kind of, the singles really painted a good picture. It's kind of doomgazy. It's just really, really cool overall. And this Kardashev record is probably one of my favorite progressive death metal releases so far this year. I think one thing that the singles didn't really show us was that this is actually kind of a very story-driven album. And between a lot of the songs, there's almost like spoken word story elements, which I think is just a really, really cool thing to do conceptually.
Yeah.
I've heard it a couple other times with bands like Fawn Limbs, and I think it's just super, super sweet and adds this kind of cool depth to a record. Overall, I've listened to that probably 3 times and it's just absolutely amazing. And the last thing is, did you get a chance to listen to that Mood Ring record?
I kind of did. Our sound guy was listening to it in the bus, and I like was sort of like, you know, in and out listening to it. So I heard a bunch of it, but I wouldn't say I like listened to it. Oh, I got that. I got that impression. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's really good. I think it's right up there with Loathe. Just like super fun stuff. Love to hear it.
Love it. Love it. And of course we want to shine a little light on Secrets. They put out
possibly
their best album of their career. This thing is a slammer all the way through. As Mike likes to say, an ass beater. And
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Well, it's good. Just heavier than I remember this band. So it's a good record. Really, really solid.
For sure. And then Future Palace, that new record is really good too. I like that.
There we go. We covered it.
Oh, and we missed a Silent Drive record last week too. Do you remember them?
Oh, I love Silent Drive. That's my, Zach, that's my boy. I did not know that was coming out. Obviously, you know, a little bit under the radar, but I love Silent Drive and they don't put out records ever. So very cool.
No, they don't. It was like the first record in what? Oh God, 18 years.
It's something like that. Yeah.
But it's called Fairhaven. It's pretty good. Make sure you go check it out.
For sure. Silent Drive is, for people that don't know, Zach is the guitar player for Bane. And I can't believe I didn't know this was coming out. All right. Well, that was last week. Plenty to catch up on. I think the listeners are probably still catching up on the week before with our 13 albums.
Oh, probably.
But maybe I need to give them more credit.
Yeah. I mean, our listeners are pretty good. They get in.
All right. Well, let's get into this week, Mike. How many albums you got?
I got 7.
Okay, cool. Well, let's just get it right into it, not waste any time, and kick off this week's New Noise Top 7 with number 7.
All right. So coming in at number 7, this one I think we're going to have a little bit of discussion about.
Oh, okay.
It's the new record, The Phoenix, from Gray Days.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, this is Chester Bennington's old band, and they are using vocals from Chester Bennington on this record.
Yeah.
I love Chester's voice. I love Linkin Park. I love some of the early Grey Day stuff. This feels really cobbled together based on the two singles we've heard.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to really know what's going on, and I'm a little bit confused. They put out an album in 2020, did they not?
Yeah, also with Chester's vocals.
So yeah, so they're finding things, I guess, that he's recorded, you know, a long, long time ago. Like this is, you know, was this during Linkin Park or is this even before that?
I don't even know.
Right, and I don't know either. Maybe somebody needs to let us know exactly what's happening. I don't know how kind of close to their chest they're keeping these cards, like where this actually comes from. But I will say that the one single, I mean, Chester does sound awesome. You can hear You can hear him, you know, his emotions that, you know, is the best thing about his voice is how distinctive he is. And, you know, never been a huge Linkin Park guy. I think just, I don't know, maybe I was a little too old for it or whatever when it came out, but
it happens.
Yeah. But, I do think he's an incredible singer. And I think that this is pretty cool that this is coming out for fans of Linkin Park. You know, and I hope, I mean, I hope that, you know, Chester's family and everything are involved and, you know, that they're running everything by them, you know, to honor him and his legacy because, you know, we can't ask him if he would ever want this stuff to come out or not. Right. So, you know, it is what it is, but I don't think anything would ever tarnish the legacy that he has with Linkin Park. So for me, I think I'm cool with this and I think it's a pretty cool thing for his fans.
Yeah, I think it's definitely interesting. I do really like hearing Chester again. And like you said, his passion really is there. I think this kind of falls short because I don't think that they have a lot to go on at this point, right? So it feels kind of repetitive vocally as well as like instrumentally. It's just, it's kind of boring. But it is a really cool thing that I think a lot of fans will enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's Grey Days at number 7. Number 6.
Number 6, we're going to the funniest deathcore band in existence.
Oh boy.
But they're being serious this time with their new EP, Jester. It's Bro Job. So as kind of fans of the band know, maybe you don't, Brojob typically does a comedy album and then a funny or and then a serious EP where they kind of talked about mental health in the first one. And this one's kind of taking an inside look at them, how they've become a comedy band.
Interesting.
And kind of the effects of that. So I know the first song that they released, Goodbye, they kind of put an explanation on there and about how it was people who kind of just associate them as being a comedy band for so long that when they try and be serious, people still treat them as a comedy band. So they start thinking of themselves as jokes, right? And I mean, that's kind of relatable, right? Not being taken seriously, things along those lines.
Totally.
And the EP also goes into the effects of COVID on the band. A lot of these guys, right before this kind of came around, they were about to put out their second full-length album. A couple of them had quit their jobs full-time in order to go do band work full-time. So it was just kind of a lot of whiplash. And I think this is going to be a great EP. This just is another side to a band that we all love for being silly.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think, you know, if COVID in 2020, 2021 has had any effect on us, it's like, you know, it showed us definitely all a different side of ourselves.
For sure.
You know, no matter what you're doing. And I think that, you know, a band like this, I think, you know, maybe it, you kind of like take a good hard look at yourself and go, okay, like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Who are we? What do we want to be? And I know, you know, for me, I think that I appreciate what Brojob does because I think the whole genre of deathcore is kind of like silly to begin with.
No, it definitely is.
You know, and it, like, this is why I love Necrogoblicon so much because they, you know, mm-hmm. they take the piss out of it a little bit too. And I just appreciate that when metal can be a little bit, you know, silly and not take itself so seriously. Cause that to me is like one of the worst things about metal.
I agree too.
So for them to kind of just do this and it almost being, you know, their, you know, just like an honest interpretation of like who they are. You know, I think is totally, totally fine. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm always here for it. I'm just happy the boys are putting out some music cause been a little while, and this is kind of like a super group. If people don't know, these guys mostly have other projects throughout the deathcore scene. You can kind of look that up, but yeah, should be super solid.
Okay, that's Brojob at number six. Number five.
Number five, we're coming in with the new record from Girlfriends entitled "Emotion Sickness."
Mm-hmm.
Pretty play on words there. Overall, I think I'm quite a bit less excited for this one than I am for their last record. I don't think it's kind of any knock on them. I think it's overall my feelings towards this kind of like emo rap pop punk genre thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fusion. I think these songs are a little bit more simple. I don't think there's a straight up banger of a single like California that,
interesting,
or like that, mm-hmm, like brought me in, right?
Yes. Well, for people,
but I'm interested to see how this record goes.
Right. And for people that don't know, this is a new project from Travis Mills, also known as T Mills.
Yep.
You know, you might remember him from a few years back.
Legend.
And, you know, I got to say, like, what struck me right away about these singles is I think the songs are really good. I think, like, everything is really catchy. Like, and I mean, I could just tell right away this was produced by John Feldman.
Yep.
I didn't even look it up. I just can tell. I know it is. I don't know if Travis Barker plays drums on it, but they definitely, it could be him. You know, it's very much that style.
I know he did on the first record.
Okay. Well, it's very much his style.
At least one song.
And yeah, if you're a fan of, you know, the Machine Gun Kelly, you know, style of pop punk, I think that Girlfriends, they might do it even better. I really do. I think that these songs are really good. However, you know, are we as a scene, how much more of this can we swallow? You know what I mean? How many more of these records can we listen to? You know what
it's
I mean?
It's extremely oversaturated.
Exactly. Right. And I'm not saying this is bad. And the only thing that bothered me was the line about how he got mad at some girl for spilling a gram of Coke on his couch or something. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This, like, kids are going to listen to this. Do we really need to be glorifying cocaine use? I don't know. I mean, exactly. I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it's a real story. But I found that lyric to be particularly cringy. However,
yeah, at least dress it up. Use the word snow or something like that. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's real. I get it. And I'm totally fine with anyone expressing themselves however they want to. But yeah, that's all I'll say. I'm not going to knock them at all as songwriters. Mm-hmm. I think there's some really, really good lyrics on this. And I think that the melodies and the songs are really, really good. And I think John Feldman, who I if he didn't produce this, I will, there's just no way he didn't, you know, I would be willing to bet $1 million that he produced this. Cause I can just tell. And he did a great job.
I'm looking it up right now.
He did a fantastic job. So, you know, it, again, it's just like, we've heard this before.
Produced by John Feldman.
There we go. We've just heard this before. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the only knock I have. If this had come out 3 years ago, I think I'd be like, wow, this is super cool and fresh and different. But, you know, we've heard it.
Yeah. I mean, they had their album in 2020 that I still love. Like, that's great.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
That's Girlfriends, all lowercase, at number five.
Number four. We've got a new EP from the boy, the lad, the king of deathcore. Man, maybe not the king anymore. Will Ramos exists. Dan Watson back with the new EP Underworld under his project Meyer Lore.
Yeah.
Meyer Lore is an interesting band because this is kind of where Dan Watson's crazy ideas that were too crazy for Enterprise Earth go to kind of flourish. The one single that we have off this has a lot of clean singing. There are some really atmospheric elements on his first record with this band called Marrow Leech, and I highly recommend, if you're a fan of deathcore and weird stuff, checking that out. I think this is just going to be a total vibe, though. I love everything he does with this project, more so than Enterprise Earth, I think, even.
Yeah. Well, I only heard the one single. Is there only been one single released?
Yes.
And it's, I mean, it's very, if you like Lorna Shore, you're going to love this. I mean, that's, I'll say that. 100%. It's very Lorna Shore. Even the cover art is kind of Lorna Shore. It's just because it's got a pig mask on it. You know, it's got these like totally extreme vocals. You know, just very ambient metal, very fast, a shit hot drummer.
Yep.
And, you know, just really, really good. And then the singing does kind of bring it to a new level. I kind of enjoy that about this, and I wasn't expecting it. I don't know, actually don't know that much about this band, but when the singing, you know, came in, I was like, okay, I don't hate this. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't done in like a cheesy way or in like a like, okay, we're just going to put a singing part in here just to do it. It really feels like it makes the song better and more complete.
And it elevates it.
Made me want to listen to it again when it was over. So, I think this is going to be a release that really turns some heads.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Ready to get into that number three?
Yeah, number three. Let's go.
It's number three. We're going over to the UK for the new record Supernova by Nova Twins. Mm. This is a cool band that really kind of had some momentum on their own, but burst into our scene due to being featured on a Bring Me the Horizon track. It kind of introduced me to the band. I honestly didn't like the song at first, but it really, really grew on me. And I think I absolutely love this band now. They're kind of, I almost want to say, and you might yell at me for this, they're like a modern day Rage Against the Machine.
You know what I was going to call them?
What?
I was going to call them a modern day female Beastie Boys.
That too. Yep, right there.
I get, they've got this like punk rawness, but like there's obviously a lot of hip hop influence, but there's a lot of attitude.
Very showboaty.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of attitude. Don't really give a fuck. The reason I wouldn't say Rage Against the Machine is because I don't know if they have any politics in their music. I don't know it well enough to know if that's part of it.
Yeah, I don't think it's as political. I was going more on the
right.
Like a lot of their songs are very, very female empowering. Right.
Right.
And that's kind of the angle I was going for. So it's more of like an aggressive in that way.
Yes. No, this is like Beastie Girls, modern day Beastie Girls.
That's a much better allegory, whatever that word is, comparison than mine.
Well, yeah. But I agree. This is super interesting. This is not something you hear every day. they're completely different. I have so much respect for an artist like this to first of all, have the balls to do this, be able to do it, and then have it be popular. I mean, wow, kudos to them. Because this is, it's really cool. This is like a whole other style of music.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's, they are one of the bands that's kind of paving the way for the new wave of, like, I hate to say it, but female-fronted UK power rock, or power pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like them and Hot Milk, and then you've got Warchasm and Vukovi and Yunaka coming on underneath them. And like, there's just so many bands coming out of that scene right now that are just absolutely amazing. And I love it. I'm super stoked for this record.
Awesome.
I think this is going to be one of the first things I put on.
Awesome. Nova Twins at number three. All right, number two.
Number two, we're coming in with the new record, Destroyer Build, from Destroyer Build, Until God Shows.
Drugs.
I don't know if this is... Do we call them a super band anymore? Because it's kind of just Craig.
Yeah, well, I mean, for people that don't know, this was a super group, what, 10 years ago, I want to say?
Yeah, with the debut album, they had Matt Good from First to Last. I forget who else.
It was Matt Good from First to Last. It was Aaron from Matchbook Romance. The bass player from Story of the Year, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the last guy?
Nick Martin.
Yes, Nick Martin, of course. Now from from Sleeping with Sirens. And this was a really cool debut album that they put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like this was going to be, you know, something that was going to, you know, surpass Chiodos. Obviously, Craig is mostly known for Chiodos and was before that.
Yep.
And I really thought it had the potential to. And then, I don't know, the band kind of imploded. I think it's difficult to keep a band like that, you know, together, just in general. I mean, a lot of super groups that have that kind of, you know, personnel, I think it's just tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band just basically didn't last very long. I think they only did a couple of tours, didn't, you know.
Yeah, I got to see them like once. It was blast.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and then, but then
I think it was actually the last show that they played with Bring Me the Horizon on that kind of like last run they did. And
wow,
Matt Good just like handed a guitar into the audience. It was fucking great.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty wild, you know, that band did what they did and then just like walked out into the sunset, never to be heard from again.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did a podcast with Craig. I mean, Craig and I are actually pretty good friends. I did a podcast with Craig and I brought up Drugs and he kind of just laughed it off. Like, oh God, Drugs.
Yeah.
Then, so I was very surprised when only a couple of years later, we're getting new music from this project. And I got to say, this is good. These singles are really, really, really good. And really kind of, they've got their own kind of sound.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not the Drugs of old. It's a little bit different. You can definitely hear the influences of the new members. Obviously, we've got Jonah Weinhoffen previously from Bring Me the Horizon for a little
and
bit.
And I Killed the Prom Queen.
I Killed the Prom Queen. Yep. Bleeding Through for a little bit. Like very, very talented guitarist. You've got Aaron Patrick, who was the bass player for All That Remains, I want to say. But you've got his influence.
This is definitely still a super group.
Yeah. Not as much so within the scene, I think, but still a super group. But yeah, these songs, they sound a lot bigger than old Drugs sounded, right? Like old Drugs, it was very sing-songy choruses that like everybody like really, really got down to. But now it feels like these are kind of almost a like bigger venue arena songs, right?
It's definitely, you know, you can tell it's tuned down lower. Which makes it sound a little more modern, and the musicianship is a little more technical. Like Aaron from Matchbook Romance obviously wasn't really a metal drummer, you know, more of like a post-hardcore drummer, whereas this, the whoever's playing drums for this steps a little more into
Aaron Steckoner.
There you go.
I don't remember. I don't know where he's from.
Well, he definitely steps more into the metalcore genre. So this sounds like a bit of an update. It's a little bit more technical, but Craig Owens, I mean, he's one of the greatest.
Oh, he's from Rings of Saturn, you know, I guess.
Post-hardcore singers. Rings of Saturn?
Yeah, and he played with Interloper. I love Interloper. So.
Oh, okay. Cool. Super group. But I was just saying about Craig, you know, he is one of the greatest post-hardcore vocalists that has ever existed. I mean, his voice is unbelievable and he sounds amazing on these singles. So yeah, this record's probably going to be turning some heads as well. It's great to have Craig back, you know, doing this. So
super stoked. Obviously I've loved all of Craig's projects, so I'm really excited to just get new material from him. I think he's a super talented dude. And I think there's definitely going to be some bangers on this record.
100%. All right. Well, we're going to get into our number one most anticipated album of the week right after these important messages.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back from the important messages. Woohoo. Mike, how you doing? How you feeling about the list so far?
I'm feeling pretty good. Kind of thinking I put the wrong thing at number one, but you know what? I'm just going to rock with it.
No. Never admit. You got to own this, Mike. This is your pick. So what is the number one album of the week?
All right. The new record, Ultra from Vatican, Savannah, Georgia. This band is absolutely incredible and I think deserves to be number one this week. They are kind of reinventing the wheel a little bit along with bands like Loathe, but going a little bit more on the hardcore side towards bands like Chamber, Sanction, almost Four in Hands almost as well. But there's some really, really just cool elements that I think are going to lead into this being a greater overall album. There's some really cool piano interludes and electronic portions that are added to this that I think are really going to make these singles make sense with context and just make an absolutely beautiful record.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. This is a pretty low monthly listener band.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people probably have never heard of them. So what would you say, you know, really sets them apart to you, Mike?
I would say overall, just kind of the composition of these songs is different, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of bands, even within the kind of almost shoegazy or like progressive metalcore, progressive hardcore, whatever you want to call it genre, they still typically write verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. But this band is really just kind of laying it all out there and doing almost kind of a storied approach where everything kind of feels very different song to song.
Awesome.
Plus I'm a sucker for piano.
There you go. Vatican is taking the number one slot this week. That's pretty crazy for a week like this.
Yep.
But congratulations to them for capturing Mike's heart. Let's do a quick recap and then we'll get into the honorable mentions. Mike, number seven.
Got the new album, The Phoenix by Grey Days.
Number six.
With the new EP, Jester by Brojob.
Number five.
The new record, Emotion Sickness by Girlfriends.
Number four.
The new record, Underworld by Meyerlore.
Three.
Supernova by Nova Twins.
Number two.
Destroy Rebuild by Destroy Rebuild Until God Shows.
Also known as Drugs. And the number one album this week is?
New record, Ultra by Vatican. Should be a blast.
There you go. Good week. Lots of stuff. Lots of diversity. I love it so much. Let's get into those honorable mentions. Any albums?
Yeah, we got two EPs and five albums in here.
Okay, let's go.
Some stuff I just didn't feel confident enough talking about or think belongs here, right? Let's start up with the EPs. There's a new EP from Our Last Night. Listen to that if you want to.
Is this Originals?
Originals.
Okay.
Six of the seven have been put out as singles, so it's not really that new.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
There is a new EP album. I don't know how long it is. Let me look because it surprise dropped today. The self-titled, it says album here, seven songs, but 30 minutes. We'll call that an album, sure. Extended EP by Rings of Saturn.
Oh, wow. We were just talking about them.
Yeah. This is an interesting band for me. I don't believe the vocalist is with the band anymore, so I think this is instrumental. I haven't listened to it, so I can't tell you, right? But I'm tentative here because this band just constantly has a lot of controversy and not great people around them.
I have not heard any of this, but okay.
Yeah, just from my experience, the way that some of these people act, like their previous vocalists, I was kind of a fan until I was at, whatchamacallit? I was seeing them at a show and the vocalist is just spitting on the crowd for no reason. Kind of weird. Just general stuff like that. Plus the revolving door of member changes that have gone through this band. They know how to write bangers though, so I'm sure this EP is going to be fun to listen to.
Okay.
As far as albums, there's a new record from Lit.
Sick.
Do you know they were a band still?
You know, I knew they were a band still, you know, playing like casinos and random shows with Gin Blossoms and like maybe like a pool like in Las Vegas or something. I didn't know they were still actively making new music. I got to say, man, Place in the Sun, that album by Lit, it's still bangs.
Oh, it's a banger. It's
still a banging record.
Absolute banger.
So good for them. I'll check it out.
Yeah, for sure. Next up, there's a new record from Tech Death band Exocrine. Should be pretty fun. They're pretty fast, but they sound very similar to bands like Archspire.
Cool.
A lot of stuff like that.
I love Archspire. Okay, awesome.
There is a new record from Dir en Grey. That's D-I-R space E-N space G-R-E-Y. This is a kind of interesting band because they're like kind of symphonic metal from Japan, okay. If that makes sense.
Sure.
They're super cool though. I really like them. I just didn't know enough about this record because there's only one single, but the record's out today on Wednesday. If you somehow got this early. But yeah, it should be fun. They're kind of like, if you want a metal song to be an anime opening or like a TV opening segment, like that's kind of what it is. It's cool though.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out.
Next up, there is a new record from I don't know how to describe this band because they're kind of progressive metal, but kind of not, right? But it's Oni, O-N-I.
Yep.
They're kind of similar to bands like Elation, Interloper, Black Crown Initiate, where it's kind of cool. It's definitely more like old school metalcore or death metal with kind of like fancy riffs in it. It's fun.
Cool.
And there's a new record from this really cool band that I like that I don't think will be for most other people, but it's a band called White Ward. They're kind of a blend of death metal, synthwave, and jazz.
Okay.
But very, very long songs, kind of weird, kind of experimental and interpretive, but should be really fun.
Okay. Sounds good.
And let's get into some singles. There's a new single from In Flames. They're doing their thing.
Oh, nice. Nice. Love In Flames.
For sure.
They've done so many different styles and so many different genres. Like, I don't even know what they sound like these days, but I'm excited to find out.
Yeah. Kind of arena metal, almost, I would say. It's the best.
Okay. Okay.
All That Remains-y-ish. Okay. We spoke about Dan Watson earlier. Let's talk about his old band. Enterprise Earth have a new single on Friday.
Okay.
So that should be good. They've got their new vocalist. I forget his name at the moment, but he's been doing the tours with them and he sounded great. So.
All right.
Next up, there's a new single from Senses Fail.
Okay.
All right. There's a new single from Ashes to New. That band name always trips me up because you say, oh, did you listen to the new album from Ashes to New? Like,
it's a tongue twister.
It just sounds dumb.
That's a lie. Right?
But yeah, check that out if you're interested. And let's just keep it in the same vein. There's a new song from I Prevail coming out.
All right.
I know you're hyped on the band. I could care less.
I think they're great. I think I Prevail are terrific. I think they're really good band. They take a lot of shit, I think, because of the way they started, you know, didn't pay their dues, started with a Taylor Swift cover, you know, all that bullshit. I don't care. I think the band absolutely rocks. And yeah, I think they're great. So yeah, I'm here for it.
And moving on. There's a new single from The Dangerous Summer. Make sure you check that out. They've got an album coming up here in about a month or so.
Terrific band.
Should be great. And similar vein, let's talk about some more pop punk. We've got a new single from Eat Your Heart Out. This is a really cool pop punk band. I think they kind of blend a little bit of post-hardcore in there as well. It's just a fun time.
Okay.
There's a new single from Our Boys in Pulses. Kind of swancore, mathcore-y, just overall fun time. Those guys are great.
Okay.
There's a new song from Deaf Havana.
Mm-hmm.
Not Deaf Heaven, Deaf Havana. There's a new track from Palisades. Make sure you check that out. That record's coming out in a couple weeks here.
Mm-hmm.
New song from Behemoth. We love Behemoth.
Scary Poland band, Behemoth.
Love Behemoth. This band has been brought up for, what's the charge exactly? Because in Poland, you can actually get brought up for blasphemy. That's what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the vocalist, I forget, is it Nurgle?
Yes.
The vocalist of Behemoth?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. He's been brought up on blasphemy charges like 4 or 5 times at this point. He's never been like sentenced, but I think it's funny.
It's ridiculous, but okay, sure.
There's a new track from 156 Silence. This is a really cool kind of like hardcore metalcore mm-hmm. band. They're just an absolute
we
blast.
We featured them on the show a while back.
Yep. There's a new track from Soilwork. Just one of the most consistent metal bands of all time. I don't think they've ever missed.
No, you know, it's funny. Night Flight Orchestra, I
also great.
I was listening to them a lot recently because my friend Chris, I went to his bachelor party and he's like, "Have you heard this band?"
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Yeah, I think Mike showed me this band a while back."
Yep, I did.
And you know, it's the vocalist of Soilwork,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of forgot. And then I just spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks listening to Night Flight Orchestra and old Soilwork, and just yeah, man, Soilwork. Even some of their records I thought I didn't really like. Going back and listening to them, I think I was wrong. Like,
they're consistently ahead of their time within the metal kind of community.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. So yeah, I'm a new Soilwork single is very exciting.
Yep. I'm stoked on it. You know what also is very exciting? There's a new single from the almighty Norma Jean.
Oh, the almighty. Yes. Yes. I mean,
we love Norma Jean here. I think everybody does. Just a blast.
Yeah. I mean, they put out music here and there and it's always pretty damn good.
Yep. Love it. There's a new single from Ingested. They're a super cool deathcore mm-hmm. band.
Yep.
As well as another cool deathcore band, Within Destruction, releasing a new single. So make sure you check that out. Another band that doesn't take themselves super seriously, but writes heavy music nonetheless.
Yeah.
Now we got 3 left. We got some big ones. There's a new Hot Mulligan track.
Ugh.
We
band rips.
We had the album from Stand Atlantic, Fuck Everything and Run.
Yes, we did.
Hot Mulligan are here to tell you to drink milk and run. That's the name of the song.
Drink milk and run. Are they taking the piss or what is this?
I have no idea, but I absolutely love it.
Interesting.
It's an absolute banger of a song. I think it's super fun. It's very Hot Mulligan-y.
I love seeing this band blowing up. Like, I think this is such a well-deserved, you know, a blow up, you know? Because yep. It's like, oh, this so band, unique. I really like this band. They're really cool. And then it's like, wait, they just sold out their entire tour? Okay, cool. Because, you know, so many times, yep. I don't know, bands that are like, they kind of write great songs and they're cool and they don't take themselves too seriously. And then like, it's just like, okay, they have to be like mm-hmm. in this small space. It's like, nope.
Yeah.
This band is blowing up and keeps growing. It's really cool to see.
I think the great thing about Hot Mulligan is they don't take the music too seriously, but they take themselves very seriously in the way that they promote themselves and
right.
kind of do the work. Right. Which is, sure. I think the important balance.
Yeah. But you can tell. You can tell.
Next up, we've got a new single from Novelis. The cool thing about this is it's featuring Landmarks.
Mm.
Two amazing French bands coming together for a new song.
Mm.
We absolutely love it.
Oui, oui, oui. Très bien.
And last up, the most important single this week. It's one of my favorite bands of all time. Not even a guilty pleasure because I think this band is so incredible. It's a new single from The Somerset. Featuring Chrissy Costanza from Against the Current. Just
cool.
Worlds colliding. Love it. Super happy. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, the Somerset coming back, I think. Don't know if we had that on our bingo cards for this year or last year or whenever they didn't.
I never had it. I thought it was done.
It went away so quickly. you know, this band, it was seemingly mm-hmm. like they were doing really well. And then it was just like, it seemed like overnight, it was just like gone.
It went away very uncleanly too.
Like, I didn't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know if we know. Yeah.
There was kind of a major falling out. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. But regardless, this band is back. You know, Brian Dales and the boys and girl mm-hmm. rules. This is band rules. They've never missed.
Yep.
Extremely talented, and it's just great to have them back in the pop punk universe.
I agree. I'm so glad that they're coming back so strong too, right? Like they're doing some headlining dates in Europe. Like I think very similar to MCR, this is a band that distance really made the heart grow fonder of a lot of fans.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. That's our week.
And a great week it was, Mike. Thank you again for putting together such a wonderful list. And everybody, you got plenty to listen to. And another reminder to follow Mike at Slappy Slam on Instagram. You give away those records yet?
No. Friday is the last day to enter. So today,
yep.
If you're listening and you've heard this by noon, go enter. If it's after noon EST, you're screwed. Sorry. But you had a week to do this.
True.
And I'll be going live on Instagram on Saturday to shoot it out into the world.
Yes. Well, make sure you're following Mike anyway at Slappy Slam on Instagram for the full list and lots more. And he just looks really cute posing with his records all the time too. So you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
I do. I haven't posed with my records in a while. I did pose with the Bill Murray mask on.
I saw that, yes.
The upright animal. That was hilarious. 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. And a 10 out of 10 episode this week. Mike, thanks for everything, man.
Yeah, thank you, bud. Have a good one.
Peace and love.